Just a couple of weeks ago, my driver's license ran out. I got over to Denton, there was only three people in front of me. I walked right in, filled out the paperwork, didn't even get the paperwork, filled out till they called my number. And I got up there and the lady asked me a few questions, you know, that proves I can hear. And she had to fill out the little form there that's got real small print, and I filled it all out, which proves I can see. And so then when she said, okay, look in that little thing there and read line 5, I looked in there and I read line 5, and she said, wow. She said, you know, on your old driver's license, of course, I hadn't been in like 12 years, it says here that you have restrictions, you're required to wear glasses. I said, yes, ma'am, 12 years ago I had to wear glasses, but I said, I don't have to anymore. She says, are you getting younger? I said, as a matter of fact, I am. I said, I'm claiming God's promises of Psalm 103, verse 5. He said, and he renews my youth like the eagles. So I said, I'm getting younger every day. And I said, and now I don't need any glasses to do it. She said, absolutely not. I said, you read it perfect. She said, you don't need no glasses up close or far away. She said, usually when men get your age, they're falling apart. I said, but you run into one that believes the word. And I believe God's word. Now then, if we believe God's word and we really believe that we are redeemed from the curse and all these promises belong to us that he wrote in there, then why do we go around saying, oh, I'm just old and I can't get around and, you know, I'll just when I get another year old, I'll have to have somebody help me. Is that what we do? I mean, men that don't know the difference, that's what they do. I can remember the man that used to do the fire inspections for me at DFW Airport when he got to be 60. One day he come in, he looked perfectly normal. I was older than he was. And I said, how you doing, brother? I knew he was a Christian. He went to church. He said, oh, Thurman, all the problems I'm having. He said, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make it till I can retire at 62 or not. I said, I can't believe you. I said, I know you've told me you're a Christian. I said, you know, you need to get in the Word and you need to start believing the promises of God. I said, you know, I was two years older than him at the time. I said, you know, I'm already 62. And I said, I'm never going to quit. You know, I said, I don't even have that. That's not even my vocabulary, retirement. I said, when somebody says, when are you going to retire? I said, well, last month I put a new set of tires on my pickup. That's the closest thing to retiring that I'm ever going to do is retire my pickup. And I don't set it out to the side. I put new tires on it so I can go again. But I said, I'm never going to quit. He said, you mean you're going to do this forever? I said, well, as long as I'm healthy, I'm going to do this forever. I don't ever plan to quit what I'm doing. Little did I know that God was fixing to quit me in that job, that he was going to get me fired. And, of course, to do that, if you can imagine to get fired from a company because you prayed for a woman. I'd been with a company 29 years. Of course, they'd sold twice. But anyway, they threatened me a couple of times, you know, about quitting praying for people, stopping praying for people, and I told them no, I would not. But anyway, this one day, Edelina fell into a big oven and burned her arm real bad. I mean, from where this glove was to where the short sleeve was, when she laid her arm on that door, it just blistered it. This woman was screaming like crazy. I know who I am in Christ. I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. He lives inside of me. And I have all my sins repented of. So how many sins do I have against me?
None.
I'm clean. I'm pure. I'm holy in His sight because when I make a mistake, I repent. And so I'm clean in the blood. I don't have to worry about anything I've done. I'm washed in the blood. Now then, all the promises of God in Christ are in me. And all I got to do is activate it by faith. And so I went running down there and saw this little woman. She's screaming, all the blisters on her arm and everything. You can imagine when her foot slipped and she fell, that arm lay down on that door. I mean, it just seared it like a charcoal briquette. And she was screaming and blisters, just big bubbles were coming up all over her arm. So I ran down and quoted Isaiah 53:4-5 right quick, where Jesus bore our iniquities and bore our pain. And, of course, he confirmed that in Matthew 8:17. But I quoted that. And then I quoted Mark 16:18, where he says, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then I said, but I don't know how long it'll take him to do it with that. So I said, Mark 11:23 says, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe with my heart, I can have it. Now, all this is walking in faith. This is the just living by faith. So I said, now then, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from my king, and his name is Jesus. I had read the book, and so I knew what the promises of God was. And so then, of course, the very minute I quoted all those promises, all of her pain went away. And they're wanting her, Edelina, let's go to the doctor. She says, no, my pain just left. I don't have any pain. So she went ahead and carried the stuff upstairs through the elevator and fed the people upstairs that night. And, of course, I went to dinner with one of the young men. And when we went up there, he saw her arm. He said, Edelina, what did you do to your arm? It still looks awful. She said, well, I burned it in the oven down there a while ago. He said, well, why don't you go to the doctor, woman? And she said, well, it don't hurt. She said, I need to serve. There's nobody to fill in for me, so I'm okay. He said, it don't hurt. So she gets home that night. Her husband looks at it, and he said, oh, my goodness, honey, let me take you to emergency. And she said, oh, no. Said, it doesn't hurt at all. Said, I'm tired. I want to just go to bed. Said, when I get up in the morning, if it's bothering me in the morning, we'll go to the doctor. But when Edelina woke up the next morning, her arm was beautiful and perfect. There was not a mark. There was not a burn spot. There was not a scar. There was not a bubble. Nothing. Now, I guess some fly-by-night cowboy showed up in the night, huh? Who do you think showed up? Jesus, I guarantee. We're not that dense, are we? We know who showed up. I quoted his word in faith, and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, showed up for Edelina, and he healed her arm completely. And the next day, whenever she came in back to work, one of the little ladies there, she'd always come into my office and talk to me about Jesus, and she looked up there and she saw Edelina and she said, Edelina, how's your arm? And she held her arm up like this and she said, look. And that little girl screamed, another answer to Thurman's prayer. Why was Thurman the only one getting his prayers answered in that place? I was the only one reading the book. That's exactly right, Kim. And when I read the book and I do things in faith, who shows up? Now the just shall live by faith. The just, the righteous, is that us in this church? Amen. That's us. The just shall live by faith. I mean, faith is trusting the promises of God. Is that right? Let me tell you, I stand in awe at the promises that are in this book. Just like Dave said a while ago, when he started talking to all those people about 1 John 1:9, they all knew the verse, but nobody believes it. Let's say you go out and commit some kind of stupid sin. Let's say you get angry, you go to quarreling with somebody, or you have a knockdown, drag out, whatever. And I know none of y'all ever done that before. I'll say none of y'all but me. I still have a little weakness every once in a while. I try not to. But if you ever have a moment that you lapse back into sin, whatever it might be, what do you have to do to get rid of it? Repent. That's right. And confess it. Lord, I'm so sorry. You said in 1 John 1:9, Lord, I messed up. And will he forgive you? Every time. Now, do you have to ask forgiveness for that sin a second time? No. Cheryl's favorite verse, Psalm 103, verse 12, isn't it? Yes, that's one of her favorite verses. He has removed our rebellious acts as far away from us as the east is from the west. So when we repent, he removes our rebellious acts. So if he's removed it and he's forgiven us, then if we can stand in faith, just like that meeting in Plano that I was speaking at, when I made the statement, I don't care what's wrong with you. If you will do what I tell you from God's word, I guarantee God will forgive you and heal you. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot of people going around saying, you know, I guarantee God will do something. Because when we say, I guarantee God will do this, some people will say, no, you can't guarantee God will do anything. Well, he'll do exactly what he said in the book. You know, he'll do exactly what he said. So if we praise him and worship him and thank him, he saves us from death. Is that what he said? And I don't know about y'all, but do you want to be saved from death or are you ready to die? Well, I ain't ready yet. You know, I mean, I love living, don't you? I love living, but one thing about it, when the time comes for me to go, ain't going to be no big deal. I know where I'm going. Just like Friday morning, I asked a man, and I had been told by a person that this man was a good Christian man. And then I met him Friday. And I said, oh, praise God. I said, oh, you're a Christian, right? Yeah, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, good, praise God, I heard you're a good Christian. I said, where do you go to church? He said, I don't go. I said, you want to go to heaven or hell when you die? He said, well, I pray, you know, at least two or three times a week. I said, you know, it doesn't make any difference whether you pray or not. God ain't hearing your prayer. I said, I understand that God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. Is that what the word says? So does it do any good to pray? No. So let's go now to Galatians 5, verse 1, and let's see what he says there. This being redeemed from the curse is the greatest thing there is. Do you know it took me a half, two-thirds of a lifetime to learn that it meant what it said? I had read it, no telling how many times. It's amazing how many children, after I learned that the child was sick because of the parent's sin, it took me a long time to realize I need to get that parent to repent of that sin. If I can get that parent to repent of that sin, and of course when I first learned this, and those that I began to tell this to, when I said your children are sick because of your sin, I've had people tell me, scream in church and tell me you're an idiot. I've had that happen. Well, when you tell people this, you tell them, well, ask God, he will tell you. And of course, there's been a few cases where that people have literally, as they leave, telling God, God, this pastor down there, Thurman Scrivener, he told me my children are sick because of my sin. He's an idiot. He's crazy. God, what's going on here? And the Lord would speak and say, he's not crazy. He knows what he's talking about. You need to go back and see him. And some of them have come back to see me. I'll tell you this one story, which is back there on the DVDs, Terry and Frank. They had had three miscarriages in 9 years. They had had three children, and all of the children were sick. Two of them with allergies and asthmas, and in a doctor's office every two or three or 4 weeks. And then the oldest one, which is the firstborn, unfortunately, the poor firstborn, he always catches it, especially when he's a boy. He was going to be in a wheelchair by the time he's 10, according to the doctors. They brought their children to me after they repented, got back in a love walk. Both of the younger children were healed instantly. And the older boy, within 6 months with a leg problem today, he must be 19 years old. And he is not in a wheelchair, and he is completely normally well. But when I first started talking to them, she hated me because she had never heard that your children are sick because of your sin. But Christ redeemed us from the curse. And if you can get the mother and dad to repent of sin and then you can pray for them by faith, the children get well.
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Nail Our Sins to His Cross, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.